This episode of Our Fair City is sponsored by Inventables, the hardware store for designers. Learn more about Carvey, their new 3D carving machine, at Inventables.com. Good evening, Policies, and welcome to our guided tour of the legendary Dr. Montgomery Moreau Memorial Museum and House. My name is Betsy Palmer, and I am the Director of Live Engagements here at HeartLife. Join us from your home or live in the museum itself, where we have set our Season 7 launch party. The Season 7 launch party is Saturday, May 21st, 2016, at the Preston Bradley Center's Mason Hall in Chicago. More information and tickets can be found at ourfaircity.com. If you want to support Our Fair City and aren't able to join us at the launch party, we have just launched our new Patreon at patreon.com/heartlifenfp. There you can pledge monthly to receive fantastic rewards like OFC ringtones, voicemail messages, and more. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you in the tunnels.
Hello, loyal Policy, and welcome to the legendary Dr. Montgomery Moreau Memorial Museum and Historical House audio tour. I am Ole Silty, and you will be following the sound of my voice and the footsteps, wheel tracks of the great resource of the company, Dr. Montgomery Moreau, whom I am actually wheeling around with me for this recording on his legendary dolly. Say hello, Dr. Moreau.
Hello.
Well, good. Now, follow my orange footsteps as we delve into the mind and habitat of this great asset to heart life. Let's go over to Exhibit 1. Pay no attention to the meat wall to your left, one of Dr. West's creations. An undulating, hideous wall of flesh. Oh, and some of it is in the rice balls being served at museum concessions, so it's also delicious and great. But don't stop here yet, or if you must, pause your tour now to sate your abominable hunger. It's okay. I'll wait. I'm a recording, frozen in time for eternity. Incidentally, this is your pause noise. Pause! From now on, when you hear this noise, pause! And you ain't done lollygagging, press pause. Let's go. Pause! And we should be in front of Exhibit 1. The Mole Anatomy Lab of the legendary Dr. Montgomery Moreau. This is where he invented the mole people, HeartLife's greatest utility, after the three-ring binder. If I could direct your attention to the center of the display, this is his triumph, the claws that built HeartLife. Now, under normal circumstances, real people aren't supposed to touch mole people, but this specimen has been carefully preserved and sanitized of any infectious diseases or general mole ickiness for your convenience. Go ahead. Touch it. Touch the mole hand.
Hands that can swim in the dirt like a fish in the sea, perfectly suited to its environment.
What's in the sea?
A story for another time, Silty. A happier time.
Now, this claw belonged to... Well, hang it all, Dr. Moreau. Whose claw was this, anyhow?
His name was Rocky One, my first successful creation. He was a fine mole, a loyal and sensible fellow.
And now he's very dead, but we still have his arm that you can touch, so that's progress.
Yes.
Featured here, we also have my favorite sketch of Dr. Moreau's, the Vitruvian Mole, prints of which are available in our gift shop. After all, mole hand grease costs precious resources. But moving on. If you would follow me to Exhibit 2. Pause! And here we are at Exhibit 2, the legendary study of the legendary Dr. Montgomery Moreau. The inner workings of the mind of the genius who made us. Well, me. You are, of course, a person, and I would never call you a mole. In any case, gaze on his indecipherable scribble-majigs in awe. Many smart, science-y humans have tried to read these notes, but they can't, and they won't.
It's true. Even I can't figure it all out.
Dr. West, you are tracking mud all over this freshly mopped study.
Oh, this isn't mud. It's mucilage.
Even worse.
But he's right, gentle listener. Even my tremendous brain has been unable to decipher the code, and old Montgomery's been rather tight-lipped about it, haven't you, Monty?
I hate when you do that, Herbert. This room saddens me.
But Dr. Morrow, without the breakthroughs you had in this very room, I wouldn't be where I am today.
That is one way of looking at it. But it was never supposed to be like this.
We weren't supposed to have super strength? What about our level of comfort in the Underdeep?
No, those were both intended in your genetic design. It's just—
Ooh! Wasn't that the moles were never intended to be servants to mankind, but co-equal to human beings? Dare I say the moles were supposed to be the next logical progression for subterranean survival of the species?
Dr. West, you are ruining this perfectly respectable audio tour with your socialistic outsider poppycockery!
I am not. Monty, was I right? Tight-lipped old codger. I'll be in my laboratory then.
Also known as the legendary Montgomery Morrow Memorial Guest Bedroom. My favorite part of this room is the empty Memorimole cage. This is where Rocky One lived.
My old friend. He was the first successful human/mole genetic hybrid and a good boy. I miss him very much. Silty, please, can we leave the study?
Very well, off we go. Follow the mole prints to Exhibit 3. Pause! Here we have the secondary, but equally legendary, lab of Dr. Montgomery Morrow. In this lab, Dr. Morrow continued his quest to save humanity. If not with personalized, quasi-intelligent digging tools like yours truly, then what? Here you see his first attempt at freezing a critter. Dr. Morrow, who was this?
That was Rocky II, my first female.
The frozen Eve of all mole kind. We started out small, didn't we, Doc?
I would read to her as a pup. Asimov, Le Guin, Shelley, Lovecraft.
Shame about the power outage midway through her freeze that left her brain mostly dead. So's all she can say now is the last lines of books.
Please, don't turn on the
I'm gonna turn on her synthesizer for to show you.
"Long soon," he cried, "with sad and solemn enthusiasm, I shall die."
Frankenstein is super depressing.
I never met him.
Silty, please turn the synthesizer off.
Please? My good and most legendary Dr. Morrow, there is no call to be asking a lowly mole, please, that you would debase yourself.
Turn that damn thing off, Silty.
Right away, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, anyway, let's move on, shall we? Maybe see a cryogenics project that worked out a little better. Oh, and policy? Remember to pause if you need to relieve yourself or whatever. Let's go, Dr. Morrow, on to Exhibit 4. Pause! And here we have the legendary, the famous, the forever cool, Dr. Morrow himself.
But I am here on this dolly.
I know you're over here, but when the future policies come in for the tour, you'll be over there.
Oh.
You can even take your picture with him. Pause now to have a heartfelt chat with the reluctantly immortal legend himself. Or be a jerk and move right along with me to legendary Dr. Morrow's legendary kitchen. Exhibit 5. Pause! Now this was the kitchen of Dr. Morrow, taken over by some scientist or other, Dr. Calamari. It's just some brains in jars, not like the real science we just left. Oh, but I am told they're serving fermented brain juice. Disgusting, that poor sop up there has to stir them brains around good. Make sure you try some. But remember, as they say in Al's Bar—
Al's Bar, on C-Deck. I heard that place is a den of iniquity.
Well, if you go round back, there's a mole fella what sells some of the finest glowworms to be found. Nothing like it after a hard day's digging, or so I'm told. Now, if and you'll follow me to the next room, Exhibit 6. It's that really brightly lit spot over there with the chemistry stuff. Pause! Now we're in the legendary guest bedroom of Dr. Morrow. Doesn't look much like a bedroom anymore, what with all them tubes and scientifical equipment.
Hello and welcome. I am Dr. Herbert West. Please call me Herbert.
What are you working on today, Herbert?
Oh, Monty, allow me to demonstrate all the science being done here. To your left, you can see a small quantity of deadly carnivorous mold that has plagued Old Tunnel for numberless years. But with a combination of gene therapy, talk therapy, and Pavlovian conditioning, I believe I have created vegan mold. It will not eat you, because it believes to do so would be immoral and irresponsible. So, it's completely safe. Go on, feed it a little pellet. And here we have the device that started it all. The Class 5 containment tube that once held a very delicate creation of Dr. Caligari's, the very secret of life itself. I bought it and now it's in the woman I love. She was dead, you know, but so was I, so who are we to judge? At any rate, it's empty now, as is this cage. This cage, you see, used to hold my venomous gargantula. Extremely rare and rather large. Andrew, have you seen Fluffykins? Oh, that sounds like a yes. Sorry, friends, must dash to the antidotary. Coming, Andrew, for science!
Well, loyal policy, that's almost the end of our tour. Now just follow me over to our reasonably priced gift shop. You remember all those little buy me signs here and there in the museum? Well, here's where you go to pay for them. Morrow is selling off some choice specimens to pay for upkeep and algae. Step right up and support our little show.
Museum.
After all, we're not run for profit, and we are here to educate, to illuminate, and to, help me, Doctor, what rhymes with eight?
Titillate.
Titillate. This is your humble tour guide, Old Silty, signing off.